There is a beauty and a harmony that is everywhere present. That beauty exists within us. It is the Divine Spirit expressing itself. It is the divine discontent that arises. It is the opportunity to know ourselves more deeply as spirit. There is that within us that wants to create, that wants to love, that wants to live in powerful and amazing ways. We are that. We are. There is a light that shines so brightly, an infinite light. We may perceive it as a tiny spark in the center of our hearts, or a roaring fire, or an amazing star. That light is there. It is as bright as the sun, but sometimes we need to wear shades. Sometimes we need to dim the light a little so we can comprehend it. For when we truly witness the magic of our being, we can be blown away by it, blinded by the light that is the truth of who we are. For when we think of ourselves as less than, as not enough, it frightens us to see our light. We don't recognize it or perceive it clearly. But as we begin to treasure the light within us, we can allow it to expand, to grow, that magic glimmer and sparkle. It is always there. Can you trust in the light of your being? Do you believe in the light that you are? There is an intellectual knowing and there is a feeling. Bringing our knowing into our heart, we feel that divine presence at the center of who we are. Connecting with our hearts, connecting with our love, we can allow our light to expand. We can see it shining in the smiles on our own faces as we look in the mirror. Last night I saw a whole series of pictures of me with friends, and that brilliant smile that was on my face again and again and again, just sharing the love, sharing the light. I can smile at a stranger and see that light reflected in the eyes of a person willing to meet my eyes in a store or on the street. I can shine my light at someone who cannot smile back at me and still send them love. For no one can give us what they do not have. But I can claim what I have. I have the light. I have that light growing within me. I have that Christ consciousness birthed in the season of light. The season of giving. As we celebrate the solstice, as we celebrate Christmas and New Year's, as people all over the world celebrate their own particular holidays of light, we allow ourselves to sink more deeply into that knowing, into that embodiment of the universe as liquid form rather than matter, solid, unchangeable. The world changes as we change our focus. As we go within and explore who we truly are, we find the light. We find the love. We find the peace that was there all the time, awaiting us to turn to light and love and peace, turning the other cheek toward the light that is within everyone, within everything. We see the grace. We begin to comprehend the friendliness of the universe more fully. We see life as a graceful flow of abundance and energy and joy. We learn more about who we are. And we begin to relax in it and take ourselves more lightly. We are light. Why be serious? There is a lightness of being that inspires and uplifts. There is joy effervescing in every moment. Spirit is a celebration of life within us. Deeply moving. Deeply moving. We've talked a lot today about who we are. So I ask you now, who are you? As you say, I am, what follows? I am my name, I am my position, I am my place. I am in relationship to someone or something else. Or I am spirit. I am light. I am love. Who are you? Who are you willing to be? Are you willing to be transformed in your own consciousness? Ernest Holmes said, "Loose the boundaries of your sense of self and let in more spiritual territory." Are you willing to see the light? Perhaps you're eager to see the light, to perceive the power, to know the truth of yourself. Maybe you even love the light that you are. What would it feel like to love the light that you are? To treasure your life and the opportunity to play in this remarkable game of life. How would it feel to love your life? Imagine smiling at yourself in the mirror, seeing the sparkle of life in your eye, seeing the light radiate in your face, seeing the love flowing from your heart out into the world. Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? So let's begin to come back into our more usual state of consciousness, stretching our necks and our backs, allowing ourselves to reconnect with our physical bodies, sitting in chairs in this room. As you're ready, open your eyes and return to this place, this quiet place in consciousness with your friends.